now we're going to go into the
question about the null feature of vowels. If we don't know Hebrew so well, we can say it in English, so we understand what we're...
The bracha?
Where it sounds, they're in.
You should say it in English, not in Hebrew.
Say it in English?
Yeah.
So the people that are listening to it...
You should understand what you said.
They should understand.
I'm pretty sure.
Three English-speaking people.
Should be, yeah. Oh, you can say it in Hebrew, and you know what the English says, means. Go over it before.
Then you have to
know every word.
You know, and then you have to wait and...
No. Now, between now and Rosh Hashanah, you can know what it means, more or less.
Practice.
No, more or less. You don't have to know every word. You know more or less what you're saying over here. Yeah? And then you can say it in Hebrew. And you know what they're answering. You know, good enough. If you don't know at all what's going on, then you say it in English. So people understand what you're saying. So, Beseder, let's learn a little bit Briti Shalom on page 375 from Rabbi Shalom. Havon amar shepgam abrit, this bitter sin of gam abrit, blemishing the breach, gorem la'adam la'abed et kol ha'ratzon la'acheshek lechol davar shebidusha, causes a man to lose all the will and all the desire to anything of kedusha. Ki ha'ratzon va'acheshek le'otah ta'avara, because the will and desire to that specific bad lust burns his will and his desire to kedusha. It burns his neshama. Okay? That person won't be surprised if he walked in the street like a drunk man, looked all around, then he comes to mincha then, and his mind doesn't want to daven, and this and that. Don't be surprised. Why? You burnt yourself. Now you have to work to make yourself holy, back holy again. That's how it works. The more a person is kadosh, the more a person is kadosh, the more person guards himself, the more he has connection to Torah and Tefillah. He can check it on himself every day. He can check it on himself. It's clear, it's pashut. Baruch Hashem with Rav Arush already for how many years? 7.5 years? Clearly, I'm telling you, it's 100%. Also because he writes it, and also because of personal experience. The more you're holy, the more your prayer is stronger, everything is stronger. הוא כבר לא מסוגל להתפלל, ללמוד, להתענג עם מצוות. He's not able to daven, he's not able to learn, he's not able to enjoy the mitzvahs. Sitting in front of a Gemara is torture for him. He's being tortured right now. Keeping Shabbat is like, when is it over already? That's how it is. Putting on tefillin is a yoke for him. Coming to daven is, any koach. And the more he gets holy, and don't blame yourself for that. Not because you're a bad person, not because you're not fit for learning or for davening, it's not true. Just because you're not keeping dusha. The more you're kadosh, the more you have a connection. Pashut. Anashim ha'abdim et kol ha'yadut shalem ha'abdomim alalo. People lose all their Judaism from these blemishes. Shelo yodim at kama tzrichim leot zirim b'enei dusha. People don't even know, because they don't teach it anywhere, how much you have to be careful in matters of dusha. Who teaches it? Today they teach a lot more, even in the Litvish world. But there used to be, who talks about it b'chla? Yishmor la'enayin la'moach v'alev, to guard the eyes, the brain, the heart from this foreign fire of ta'avat niyuf, that today it's in every corner. You can't even get away from it. Mamash en rega b'pega matinofetaz, not even a moment without any hit from this disgusting world. Anashim me'abdim et kol ha'metikut shel ha'chaim. People lose all the sweetness of life. She simchat ha'chaim pshuta, which is a simple, just living life. People lose their desire for life, their will for life. The koshi ken shme'abdim temtikut shatorah tefillah, but most of course they lose all the sweetness of the Torah and tefillah. V'zeh mishum shamtikut ha'meduma, and this is because this false sweetness, and everyone can imagine it's false. What? By you seeing a shape of a woman now, you're benefit. What are you benefiting from it? What are we benefiting from? Nothing. We're benefiting from it. Gomish. What, you walked in the street and you saw. So you saw a lady. So what? What came out of that? It's not anything. What are you going to do with that? Stam confusion, then we bully him in the head. Stam burns our life. That's imaginary. It burns away the true sweetness. People lose their noam, their joy, their kind connection with Hashem. Ki anoam edumesh otat ahavah sorev tanoam. Because this imaginary pleasure of the imaginary taiva is burning the real pleasure of life. Adam shenofel bezolat ahava, a person who falls to this lust, nish'al kichli lekan en chepetz bo. He is left after he sinned. He's left like an empty vessel which no one needs, without any chius, without any life, bli neshama, without a soul, bli ratzon, without will, bli ahavat Hashem, without loving us, the love of Hashem. Ki ahavat otat ahava sorefet ot ahavat Hashem, because loving the lust burns away loving Hashem, loving the Torah, loving the tefillah. A person loses through it busha. A person loses through taivas niyu, he loses any shame. Zero, no shame. A person has a taiva on him, as we see, a person has a taiva, you go with they do all kinds of things with children, and they have no morality, they go with other women even when they're married, and the taiva caught them, they finish no shame anymore. Zero, they lose their shame. No fear from Hashem. Zero, gamam. The taiva attacked them, gamam. He loses happiness. He loses everything. He loses everything through this. Adet gam abrit, adam abed the zivuk shelo. Through gam abrit, a person loses his zivuk. He has to go to get married to a certain woman, and he's blemishing. He loses that woman, and then he doesn't understand why he's 50 years old, 60 years old, without not married. And if he is married, he also loses his zivuk. What does that mean? His wife, whatever he'll do, she'll be against him. Rav always says, Gana Shalom, a person went to the market, he did his wife a big favor, he bought her flowers, and he bought whatever she had, and he added even more good things and everything, but he blemished the whole way in his eyes, and he comes home, his wife's screaming at him, doesn't understand why, and she doesn't understand why. But see, in with them came a shed, came with him. A demon came around with all the bad malachim came also with him. And they're causing this whole problem between them. And he did good, and she did good. But he doesn't understand what the problem is. And she's upset at herself, but she's even upset. I don't understand what the problem is. That's why my advice to everyone is, I take it to the advice, before I walk into the house, I do tshuva. I don't know what I saw, I don't know what I did. Slicha Hashem, I don't want to do whatever I did anymore, I want to be a holy man. First of all, to leave the malachim outside the door. I don't need all these black malachim. Yeah, come in clean.
You could also go to training school for husbands.
What?
You could also go to training school for husbands.
What do you mean? Who
is going? I should train you how to be a good husband. Guys should learn that.
Yeah, I learned how to train people. I'm a madri chatanim. I teach chatanim.
Oh, good.
I have a teuda.
So do you teach them how to follow the shopping list that the wife gives them?
Ah, that's right. Better. I have a better idea. I just let my wife do the shopping. I give her all the money and say, do whatever you want.
That really helps.
And if she sends me, I tell her ahead of time. I don't know how to do shopping. You send me, you'll be happy with whatever. No complaints. If you have any complaints, you go yourself. I tell her ahead of time. Because my mother, until today, she complains that my father comes out with the wrong things. She doesn't understand that we don't know how to do shopping. We don't know how.
On purpose.
We want her to go. No, I don't know how to do shopping.
If she's
no, because they have specific things. She tells me, buy pasta. So, I buy pasta. No, why do you buy this company? I know which company you buy. Why this shape for this type of food? It says in the recipe, I need a different shape. I said, so go buy a different shape. I don't know. For example, yeah. Buy igloo, igloo. You know, igloo, ice pops, the small ones. I don't know which ones. I bought it. No, this company doesn't taste good. It has food coloring. You don't know we don't eat food coloring? No, I don't know. You know, I don't know. So that's just examples. Some things she knows are specific. A chocolate, oh, you buy only this company, only this, only that. So then I know. But Stan, I don't know. So I tell her, you go.
Like when she's making a cholent, I always ask her, Friday, now I've already been to the market once. Do you need anything else?
Yeah,
and she probably says something.
So,
I'm going to advise it to you.
Anyways.
When you're in the store, call her on the phone. Is this what you want? I'm reading the label right now.
That's also a good advice. Today, there's cell phones. At least you
send
for good.
Send it.
And the SMS. They get pictures and send it. Umeabed, a person who began a breed, he loses parnasa, he becomes a baal choyv. Right? Why do I have debts? They're talking to me right now. Why do I have debts? Because of Gaon Brit. It's 100%. Rabbeinu writes in Kutem Maran. Rabbeinu says it's not exaggerated. Because the sin of Gaon Brit, it could be each one on his own level, yeah? Hashem wants to fix you wherever you are, to grow from wherever you are. Because the sin of Gaon Brit is one of the main causes of this horrible sin of becoming a...
Debtor.
What is it called?
Debtor,
yeah. It doesn't have to be only it.
It can be just in the mind also, nothing.
Okay, it doesn't have to be dafka this. It could be also other things, but that's the main one. And usually, they'll just grow and grow if a person doesn't care, take care of them. Take care spiritually of them, not physically. Through Pram Abrid, a person loses his children. Or simply doesn't have children. Or he has children, but they all go off to Derech. As Brother Sefer Amidas, a person who forces his wife to be with him, his children will go up, 100%. Okay, talking about it when she's permitted, she's everything's okay, you're allowed to, and she doesn't want it. He forces her. His children will go up. It causes all kinds of things to the children.
She
also
forces them to do what?
To go off the derech. They'll be born. To go off the derech. Someone who looks. It says in the Sefer Amidas, Rabbeinu writes, someone who looks at a heel of a woman, the heel is called the bottom of the foot, the heel of a woman, any woman, yeah, any woman, or the heel of his wife, if she's Nida, when she's Nida, when he's not allowed to be with her, then his also little children will go off. Anyone who looks at his wife with a taiva when he's not allowed to be with her, yeah, his children are going to go off the derech. Of course, if he's with his wife, Hashem Arachem, when it's Asur. Okay? Someone who's with his wife, when he hates her, stamp from his taiva, he doesn't have shalom bayis, and he's not wants to be because he has taivas. It says that the children that are born from that, they're gonna meshamdim lesam, they commit suicide. They commit suicide, they kill themselves.
Because?
That's what happened, that's the result.
As a result
of a person having relations with his wife when he hates her. Having relations with his wife when he hates her. He's not in love with her.
And they commit suicide?
Those children will commit suicide with
those children.
Yeah. There are a lot of things about these things. The kitzur, not coming to scare anyone. Everything's okay. Whatever was already. We can't fix from now on. Now on, we want to be holy. From now on, we want to work. From now on, we don't have blemish anymore. And thank Hashem for the past. Whatever happened till now is definitely better than if it would have happened. Wouldn't have happened. Because Hashem did it, like Rav spoke today. Whatever Hashem does is good. Whatever happened till this moment is the best thing in our life. Yeah, we have to thank Hashem for whatever happened till now. Some people are born. I met someone. Okay, he died at the end. It's a mental illness that who wants to die? Who want to die? You ever heard of that? They have this thing. They want to see what's in the next world or something. They want to die. You have to guard them 24/7. I know someone who at the end he escaped from the guarding and he killed him.
Depression.
It's a type of depression. Yeah. Not that they're sad of life, they just don't want to live. I don't know exactly. I can't define the I just know. I know. Also, I saw on TV once there was an interview with this mother with this guy. But also, she was talking about it.
So, in terms of saying thanks,
in terms of
saying thanks,
yeah.
So, only watch TV formally. So he didn't guard his eyes. He fell back on that. He's going to thank Hashem that it was often the best on the Aveirah, that he didn't guard his eyes, and that's good.
That's going to bring you close to Hashem. The fact that a person sinned, that's the only way he would grow and get close to Hashem.
So he thanked on the Avera.
Yeah. Then you do tshuva on the Avera.
You thank on the Avera and then you do tshuva.
Once you're happy, do tshuva on Jesus. If you're not happy, don't do tshuva, don't daven. Just say thank you. Like Avraham said today, you were there today? Clearly he said it. You don't daven at anything, you don't do anything. You first say thank you. You get to the place of emuna. That's the point of the day, thank you. Once you're at the place of emuna, that everything is good, now you want to daven on? Beautiful, daven on. So, we have another 5 minutes. Maybe we'll catch.